This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Friday, we had the candidates for Mayor Baker on, and congratulations to Darnell D.A. the One Waits, reelected. Joyce Burgess finished second. It was close to being a runoff, but Darnell Waits gets another term in office. And today we're showcasing in the early part of the program the U.S. Senate race. Qualifying will begin in 2 weeks on July 22nd, running through the 24th. And right now, the only known challenger for Senator Bill Cassidy is Democrat Antoine Pierce, two-time LSU graduate, Baton Rougean, 38 years old. And he is making his case that Senator Cassidy should be unseated. Now, Bill Cassidy is a favorite to win this race, and he's doing some things that people only do if they're favorites and taking a chance. I really don't know what his motivation was, but he posted a story on Breitbart on July 8th, 5 days ago, saying the following is an open letter to Thomas Perez, chair of the Democratic National Committee, regarding Democratic elected officials calling for the removal of memorials and names from buildings and events. I won't read the whole essay, but he says, given the Democratic Party's embarrassment that Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson were Democrats, shouldn't the party be embarrassed of its own name? Isn't the Democratic Party's role in our country's worst episodes of racism offensive? The Democratic Party, writes Cassidy, was founded by slave owners. These slave owners insisted upon a constitution which preserved slavery. The Democratic Party opposed Republican efforts to end slavery. The Democratic Party opposed Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. After the Civil War, Democrats opposed Republican efforts to give newly freed slaves voting rights and civil rights. In more recent times, Democratic members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives fought civil rights legislation, beginning with Republican President Dwight Eisenhower's Civil Rights Act of 1957. Democratic governors fought integration of schools and public services, and the list goes on. It took courageous decisions by Republican judges and the enforcement of these laws by President Eisenhower, who at one point called out the military to overcome resistance. Two Democratic luminaries, Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black and long-serving Senator Robert Byrd, were members of the KKK as young men. And he goes on and on and on and on. And then completely obliterates his whole argument by at the end saying, P.S., I actually think the Democratic Party should keep its name. So that's an essay written by a man who most likely cannot bench press his weight. But with us to talk about Senator Cassidy and William Morgan Cassidy, who was a Democrat until he was 50 years old and has now become a Republican, first being elected to the state Senate, then to Congress, and now to the United States Senate, defeating Mary Landrieu with 56% of the votes 6 years ago. Antoine Pierce, who's been with us once before. Antoine, you're out and running. Do you feel like you've got a real shot at knocking off Senator Cassidy?
Did you just finish reading what he posted? Yes, of course. No question about it. We have been working on this for years now. We've been building a groundswell of support for years now. Yes, I do. I wish I had the time to address the cherry-picked history of the Democratic Party and talk about the Republican Party of 2020 when their front-running Republican for U.S. Senate is talking about monuments while thousands of Louisianians are dying of COVID and cases are increasing and there's no response from the White House. It's just astonishing that he would take the time to talk about COVID when people in Louisiana are losing their jobs. Millions of people are unemployed. He's defending Confederate monuments while people are figuring out how they're going to pay their rent and keep food on. It's just astonishing.
All right. Well, Senator Cassidy is choosing his targets. And, of course, one of the targets he never chooses is President Donald John Trump, who commuted the sentence of Roger Stone over the weekend. Cassidy has not weighed in pro or con on that. To my knowledge, neither is junior Senator John Neely Kennedy. And then there was the story last week about Vladimir Putin paying bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. And today in the pages of the New York Times, Douglas London, who was the senior operations officer for the CIA for 34 years, says, from 2016 to 2018, I was a CIA's chief for counterterrorism in South and Southwest Asia, overseeing operations and intelligence concerning Afghanistan and including related activities of regional actors like Russia. And I can answer the question, yes. He was most certainly aware of Russian assistance to the Taliban. This is about President Trump. Despite that knowledge, he chose to do nothing. Where is Senator Cassidy and where is Senator Kennedy about President Trump cozying up to Vladimir Putin, who's killing Americans and paying people bounties to do so? Antoine Pierce, why is there silence on this matter?
They have no fortitude. They have no guts. I want to say what they really don't have is men, but I'll reserve that for later. They don't. They're afraid of Donald Trump's base. They're afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid of a tweet from the imbecile in chief. And they, the worst, most corrupt president probably in modern history, they're afraid of him. And that's shameful that they won't stand up for our soldiers. They won't speak up for poor people, for the working class. It's just absolutely shameful. Those guys have completely lost touch. And that's why I know I can win this race. Because we're on the ground and we're talking to everyday people about the things that matter to us. We're talking about protecting our military. I demanded that Bill Cassidy stand up and say something to Donald Trump about the threats, about Vladimir Putin's bounty on the head. They won't. They're completely silent. They are relegated to tweeting about Confederate monuments when there are bounties on the heads of American soldiers. This is shameful. They have no fortitude. They have no heart. They're groveling at the feet of an nincompoop.
877-217-5757 is your number. Talk at talklouisiana.org. Antoine Pierce is challenging Senator Kennedy, Senator Cassidy, not Senator Kennedy. And Senator Kennedy's up in 2 years, by the way. But Antoine Pierce is doing so on a shoestring budget. He's a long shot in a red state, a state where the only Democratic statewide elected official is John Bel Edwards. And he barely beat a political newcomer by just 40,000 votes last fall. So it's apparent that the odds are stacked against this young man, Antoine Pierce, but he's fighting gamely. And the first listener says, do you think you can coax a debate from Senator Cassidy?
Well, I just said he has no fortitude. I've been asking. I've sent a certified letter to Senator Cassidy's office, all eight offices, requesting a debate from him, and of course he's going to dodge me like he's dodging the questions about Donald Trump. He's a coward, and it's clear. I'm calling him out right now. I'll debate him anytime. I'll let him pick the time and place, and I'll show up. I'll debate him anytime he's ready.
Well, in fairness to him, if I were in his shoes, I would debate you, but I would wait until qualifying to see who else is running and then go from there. But let's see if he does it. Chances are, you're right, he probably won't debate you. 877-217-5757 is your number. Leonard on Airline. Leonard, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Antoine, I thought you was a myth, man. Hey, I want to make a comment on what Cassidy just said on this commercial. What he don't tell you is the party has changed since Nixon. And all the KKK members, they went over to the Republican Party. That's what they don't tell you. And Antoine, is there any kind of way that we could contribute to your campaign?
All right. Well, I'm sure Antoine's taking contributions, but do you have a campaign apparatus at all?
I have a website, of course. I'm not new to this, Jim. I'm true to it. I have a campaign website, AntoinePierce.com. You can find me on all social media, Antoine Pierce. You can follow me there. So, yes, definitely. You can volunteer there as well. We have a massive phone banking and text banking thing going on right now as well. We've been endorsed by Andrew Yang, the former presidential candidate. His Humanity Forward, his organization, endorsed our campaign.
All right. Another listener asked, for whom did you vote in the Democratic primary Saturday here in Louisiana? Who did you cast your ballot for?
Well, I mean, I think that's a given. Of course, I'm going to support Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the only, I mean, everyone else has pretty much suspended their campaigns and endorsed him. So, of course, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
All right. Some observations from listeners. Here is AJ writing, here in Baton Rouge, I'm seeing a groundswell of support for Mr. Pierce. It's great to hear him in the on the show. I'm looking forward to voting for a senator willing to talk with and listen to folks on all sides of the political divide. Bill Huey writes, it's hilarious that President Trump is calling GOP stalwarts like Mitt Romney rhinos. If there were a group of voters who called themselves the Green Turtle Party and could give Trump a majority, Trump would be a green turtle. Trump also, by the way, was a Democrat well into his 50s. And David in Lafayette says, Senator Cassidy is no worse than John Kennedy, but that's not saying much. Cherry-picked history is right. Nixon was a Republican, so was Rutherford Hayes. Did not wealthy Republicans also own slaves? And he writes, Stone pardon, exclamation point. Roger Stone didn't get pardoned. His sentence was commuted. He will not be serving any time, and he'll be working on the president's campaign. And, of course, he was gracious enough to come on this program. And we extend the invitation once again to Senator Cassidy, if he so desires, to come to this show as well. He used to, but it's been a while. 877-217-5757 is your number. We're back with more Talk Louisiana with Antoine Pierce. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Antoine Pierce, Democrat running for U.S. Senate, challenging the Republican Bill Cassidy, one-term senator who unseated Mary Landrieu. And we know Mary Landrieu won three times for the United States Senate, beating Woody Jenkins by 5,788 votes, then beating Susie Terrell and John Kennedy. And she lost last time to Bill Cassidy, who got 56% of the votes. Bill Cassidy lost his home parish of East Baton Rouge to Mary Landrieu, as John Kennedy did to Foster Campbell. This has become an overwhelmingly Democratic stronghold, and Antoine Pierce is a Baton Rougean who quite possibly will win his hometown, but may very well have much difficulty winning statewide, and part of the reason is that he does not have the resources of Senator Cassidy, who's sitting on a several-million-dollar war chest if he needs it to spend on his campaign. Is it unfortunate, Antoine, that money often determines who wins these races?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It creates a situation where the person that has the most money, not necessarily the most qualified, wins. That is an unfortunate reality of Citizens United and other policies that allow PACs to put unlimited amounts of money in campaigns instead of allowing it to be the voice of the voters. So, of course, it's an unfortunate reality, but nevertheless, we persist.
Caroline in St. Francisville. Hi, Caroline. You're on Talk Louisiana with Antoine Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Antoine. I look forward to voting for you and supporting your campaign. I had a question about the Democratic turnout over the weekend. It was very strong. A lot more came out to vote for Biden than voted for Trump, who is, of course, the presumptive nominee. So maybe that's, you know, why. But I thought the Democratic Party might want to wake back up again. Seems like they've been asleep at the wheel. And I'm wondering if you feel emboldened and excited about the turnout. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Caroline. Antoine?
Yes, I do. I did see that. I did see that Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump in Louisiana. I am emboldened. I am excited about that turnout. I'm looking forward to see what happens here in November. I think we're going to shock a whole lot of people.
And, of course, there still are more Democrats than there are Republicans in Louisiana. People often fail to remember that, but there are. Patrick in Enswalda States. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Antoine Pierce. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, I was listening. I was discussing about Richard Nixon, and what y'all said is totally untrue. I mean, Richard Nixon back in 1957, he took a trip to Africa and actually came back and pushed one of the first civil rights bills back in 1957. And when it came to federal contracts and federal labor unions, he ended discrimination in those. I mean, if anything, his civil rights record is one of the best, and he.
All right. Well, you make some good points, Patrick. Nixon, by the way, as Republicans go, was at the time a progressive on some civil rights measures, there's no doubt. And I didn't say anything disparaging about Richard Nixon regarding that. He, of course, also was a protege of Dwight Eisenhower, one of the great United States presidents who did push for the 1957 Civil Rights Act. And Eisenhower also was responsible for Central High School in Little Rock being integrated, bringing in the National Guard. By the way, and that's just to show you how times can change, in 1957, when Republican Dwight Eisenhower pushed that Civil Rights Act that was his centerpiece at that time. One of the senators voting no on it, Senator John Kennedy of the great state of Massachusetts. David in Atlanta. David, you're on with Antoine Pierce, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Hi, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's no secret in 2018 the Democrats took the House of Representatives back because of the health care issue. President Trump and Attorney General Landry are doing everything they can to repeal Obamacare with nothing to replace it. And I'm sure Senator Cassidy voted several times to repeal Obamacare with nothing to replace it. It's a big issue in Louisiana. When Governor Edwards expanded Medicaid, I think that helped him win the election. So I would like to tell your guests, please emphasize the health care issue and how the Republicans would take their health care away and send people to their graves.
All right. Antoine Pierce, what about the preservation of the Affordable Care Act? Is that one of your key planks?
Yes, it is. I've been talking about this for a while on the road as we travel all across the state. I've been telling people that we support strengthening the ACA. We want to make sure that every single person in this country, and especially in our state, has health care coverage, not access, but coverage. We lower prescription drug costs. We make sure that people don't die or go bankrupt because they cannot afford their prescription medications. We know Bill Cassidy has voted to repeal the ACA without a replacement. The Graham-Cassidy bill was such a joke that his Republican colleagues wouldn't support it. It didn't even get out of committee. The skinny repeal was a joke. So we know that we know we're standing on the right side of the issues, and that's why I have no fear coming into November.
All right. Maggie Canero writes, let's not forget that we had a Democratic senator just 6 years ago in the Democratic State Party. She writes, dropped the ball when they didn't organize to turn out voters during the runoff between Cassidy and Landrieu. I'm hopeful, Maggie writes, that the Democratic Party was injected with some new energy this weekend with the DSCC and DPEC elections, and I hope that once qualifiers happen, they will fully throw the Democratic Party's support to you, Antoine Pierce. So there have been Democrats who have run for office who did not get an endorsement. Are you counting on getting your party's endorsement, Antoine?
Well, I remain optimistic and hopeful that they will see the value, especially with everything that's going on in this country and uplifting the voice of an African American with the persistent social injustices. It's time for something different. I know that this state's history. I know we've never had an African American hold this seat. We haven't had an African American in statewide office since Reconstruction, but it's time now. It's time to do something different. It's time for a new approach, and I remain optimistic that they'll support my campaign and they'll give me the party's endorsement and help me to be as successful as I possibly can be.
Stephen Parker says, what would you do to end the forever wars? What about the wars that continue?
Well, I'm adamantly against a war unless it's out of self-defense. I think we need to be taking a part of that budget and putting it towards programs that uplift minority communities, that uplift impoverished communities, that provide health care for people that are in need. So, of course, I'm anti-war unless self-defense and protection of our allies. I don't want us to be going out and getting into proxy wars and things like that, regime change wars. I think they are a waste of money and they're a waste of time, and they basically hurt human lives. They take American lives away from us, the lives of American soldiers, and they're wrong. So I don't support those, and I would not support those as United States Senate.
Now, last week, a story broke that Senator Cassidy used several thousand dollars of his campaign contributions from people who were sending him money in Louisiana and elsewhere to be a member of these exclusive clubs, the Penn Club, the Petroleum Club in Morgan City, the Penn Club in New York City, I believe that's where it is. Their website says they have fabulous massages, and I'm sure the senator needs to work off some steam every now and then, but... you know, I think you could go to a good massage parlor in Washington or Baton Rouge. You wouldn't have to go to New York. But he spent campaign contributions to do it and says he had the right to do it. Others disagree. What are your thoughts, Antoine Pierce?
Well, we know that's unethical. He knows it's unethical. As a matter of fact, it was his campaign representative that spoke on his behalf. I don't think he's ever actually answered the question as to whether or not he was right to do it. We know that's unethical because if I had done it, I'd never hear the end of it. I get all the news media coverage that I don't want. So, but it's amazing what the folks in Washington and what some of the folks in his party are willing to turn a blind eye to. We know you can't use your campaign funds to pay membership dues to a country club. But isn't it amazing that this person can use $5,500 to pay dues to a country club and then tell working poor people who are out of work, pull yourselves up?
That's $5,500 per year, I believe.
It's so tone deaf, you know, to pull the additional federal funds away from people who are struggling right now, tell them to pull themselves up to go figure it out with $200 a week while I pay while I take the money that's been donated to me and pay my country club dues with it.
Well, Senator Cassidy,
it's just tone deaf.
Some of us can recall many years ago in 2003 when he helped Kathleen Blanco beat Bobby Jindal. He was a Democrat then, seeking to run for office as a Democrat like you. He wanted to be a first-time candidate, and he decided to switch parties, and it worked very well for him. We're very short on time. Dan, you have the last word. Dan downtown.
Yeah, so does it diminish Eisenhower's civil rights legacy that he claimed his biggest mistakes as president was the nomination of Earl Warren?
All right, he put a liberal on the court. He didn't like that, and some people are on either side. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Antoine. Good luck. Let's talk again soon. Now the news.